This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Data is the driving force underlying market disruptors such as Uber and Airbnb. So it's no surprise that IDC forecasts a 50% increase in revenues from the sale of big data and business analytics software, hardware, and services between 2015 and 2019. Sedania Innovator recently entered a partnership with Cloudera to provide data analytics service in Malaysia. And here with me today is Dato' Azrin Mohamad Noor. He's the Managing Director for Sedania Innovator. Dato', welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start about talking about the current climate here in Malaysia. Where are we in terms of the adoption and also the execution of, you know, big data analytics? Because, you know, BDA has been around has been touted a lot by, you know, guys from MDAC, Magic, you know, even the private sector as well. We're all talking about big data analytics. What's the current climate here? Are we on track? Are we way off track? Are we, you know, competing? Are we sort of, you know, being a hub?
I think it's a good, great way for you to introduce how big data analytics is. I think around the world, big data analytics are starting to become the component which is a necessity. Everybody's starting to realize that. Well, back here in Malaysia, though, I think it is, if it's not at infancy, it probably is, and I believe, and that's why we timed our partnership as such, it's at the cusp of just real exponential post this. When I start talking to, post our exclusive partnership with Cloudera in Southeast Asia, we got a lot of calls. We got a lot of calls from clients directly, but we also got a lot of calls from SIs who are already attending to their clients.
Mm. And what are they asking when they call?
The first one is, congratulations, we need to talk to you. We're doing this for our client, and you know, we believe in Cloudera as a platform of choice, but we need to talk to you in terms of how can we do this? How can we, you know, how do we move forward? And that's, you know, from day one that we announced until today, that's what our guys have been doing. Just constantly, some talking to clients directly and some talking to SIs and empowering them to do the same with their clients.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of how at the moment. It's very infancy then. Like, you know, it's a lot of question, how can we do this? How do we, you know, utilize this then?
Yeah, because you see, Cloudera is an Apache Hadoop engine of sorts. So if I were to put it to layman's term, it's like I have now acquired the right to a Ferrari engine. But that engine could be fitted into a Lambo or an Audi or a BMW or Mercedes. So for the ones that knows, hey, I want a Ferrari engine in a Ferrari car, I'll talk directly to the consumer and say, here you are. How do you like it? Do you like a 22-inch rim? Would you like it with, you know, shadings on the side? So those we can tailor make. And the engine is quite modular, for us to scale it accordingly to the need of that client. Mm-hmm. But we also have where they are already a manufacturer of an Audi or BM who is serving a specific need or a specific pain point of a client. So what we do is we then open up the hood, put our engine there, and let these guys go do the data scientific scientific part of that business. So we know we are on one end. It's an opportunity to grow exponentially, but at the same time, I think it's a responsibility that we have right at the moment to try and make every organization that we talk to be that much more competitive, that much more sustainable, that much more relevant to the changing world. I mean, people may not know this. Do you know that the data of the whole world, 90% of those data were
produced in the last 2 years?
In the last two years. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know that. That's starting to sound like a cliche, right? But that also comes with a double-edged sword. What that means is, if you don't know how to harness them, if you don't know how to harvest them, if you don't know how to analyze and present it in a manner where, that's why I'm doing this, and that's why I'm doing that, and that's why I should be spending on this, then I think very quickly your company will be very, very, very irrelevant very, very fast. I know I'm not supposed to name names because my lawyer's been telling me don't quote brands, okay? You'll be sued. But I think if you study, there are a lot of companies who are starting to be irrelevant. Mm. The threat of digital disruption is making a lot of these huge companies to be irrelevant, right?
Yeah, well, we've seen it first with Kodak, right? And then, you know, okay, everyone else.
I didn't say it, right? So, you said it, I didn't say it, right? But yeah, you know, I can name a few of those, like the brand that you said just now. And that's also because I think if not only, if you don't have data, then you don't empower yourself with the intellectual to pivot with the changing times. So what that means is it provides a space of weaknesses for a, you know, in the banking world, you call it fintech, to come in and cannibalize them. In a different world, industry, we call something else. So what we have right now is I have the responsibility to talk to all of those big organizations. You can be a big giant in the telco space, or a big giant in a financial services space, or even you're a ministry or a government agency. If you underestimate the power of understanding your organization, your product, your customer, your industry, by not empowering yourself to have big data analytics within your organization, my friend, you're going to be very, very, very irrelevant soon. Mm-hmm. And the minute we open up TPPA and have all of the other organizations coming to our 30 million populated country, they'll quicken that as a process. So I know I have to start talking to a lot of these guys fairly quickly. And that's why we're doing this show with you.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to convert.
And what is it about the the potential that Malaysia has here that you're seeing that we have to do this now? The awareness has to start now. Why is Malaysia really has that potential where big data analytics can be like the forefront of businesses or can be a hub for Southeast Asia?
Well, here's where I'm coming from. I'm Malaysian. So while we do that partnership with Cloud, and Cloudera, they're the biggest big data analytics company in the world. They have more than 50% market share in the whole world. In this part of the world, they're like 80-90% market share, right? And then number two is like, in the world, the number two is like 20 times behind. In Asia, number two is 200 times behind. So I know I have a long runway. I know if I invest properly, it will not just have the rates of return that I'm expecting, but I have a responsibility. The responsibility is this. I know I can help convert Malaysian organizations to be that much more competitive before it becomes borderless. And the partnership I have with Cloudera is for Southeast Asia. That means I could equally do the same and replicate that in Singapore, in Thailand, in the Philippines, in Indochina, in Indonesia. But I'd like to empower organizations here first. Mm-hmm. That's my call. So my calling to all those, from the telcos and the financial services and the ministries and the patronas of this country, I want to go and talk to them now. Get them to understand there is an educational process for some of these guys. I think from a CTO perspective, they may be looking at only from a technology perspective. From a CEO perspective, I'd like them to see that, hey, with big data analytics, with Cloudera, I could actually help to reduce my cost by X percentage. I could help to create a new revenue stream because I now understand how to allocate my resources properly. I could now empower my employees to start generating new product or new revenue streams because they are now empowered to fully understand the data that we have. So those are the kind of stuff that was never able to be done before, But with Cloudera now, the technology is available, and you know this. It used to be $30,000 per terabyte. Now I bring it down to 80 to 90% cheaper. Last time, you can process data by batch, right? Now, data is processed real time as it comes in. Mm-hmm. Last time, you can analyze data after the event happens. A bank will know Jeff is not happy with that bank after Jeff have left. It was good then. It's not good enough now. So with Cloudera, Sedana Cloudera Big Data Analytics, I could now empower that bank to tell, hey, Jeff's not happy with you now, but he's still with you. He hasn't left yet. So I give them predictive. I even give them prescriptive, as in, hey, bank, you can give Jeff 2 tickets to watch the next Knicks game on his next trip, and it'll make him happy and he'll stay with you forever. So those are the kind of stuff that wasn't technologically available before, or it wasn't cost efficient enough for them to do this, but now it can be done.
All right. So we'll talk about how all this is possible, especially now with the partnership with Cloudera. And also we'll talk about what are the doors or the opportunities that it presents. In just a moment, I'm speaking to Dato' Azrin Mohamad Noor. He's the Managing Director for Sedania Innovator. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Dato' Azrin Mohamad Noor. He's the Managing Director for Sedania Innovator. And we are talking about the big data analytics industry here in Malaysia. And Dato' Azrin, with Sedania Innovator, you recently signed up a partnership with Cloudera, and we were talking about it earlier on about how, you're able to, bring costs down or open more new revenue streams and all. How did this partnership with Cloudera sort of happen, and why is this, how is this now enabling both of these things to happen?
Well, number one, we recently pivoted the company. So Sedana Innovator is now known as a technology empowerment company. What that means is we empower consumers or we empower enterprises to their rightful place. Through big data, well, we've been studying big data analytics for some time now. And to us, big data analytics helps to empower enterprises to be where they should be if they want to be sustainable, if they want to be competitive. I have some business interest in Silicon Valley. So we've got some networks within the ecosystem. So when we were doing that, you make friends and you know someone who knows someone, and we somehow got access to the owners of Cloudera. So we started talking, and at that point, they were still just gauging whether Asia is ready, should we go? And so they just appointed a small office in Singapore with just one guy, Joe. And Joe said, well, you know, let me see whether Asia is ready for this to do this. And they did it last year. What happened was, within a year, they closed $20 million worth of sales in less than a year.
Wow.
So we started talking, then they started researching who I am and what our company does and all that. One thing led to another. We had started talking, discussing, and I guess we impressed them to say that we're the right guys to try and growth hack this in this part of the world.
And for them to actually move it from Singapore to now we're partnering up with you guys who are based in Malaysia, that it's an achievement itself, because we've stole something in a way.
I wouldn't want to highlight that part of it until because I told the guys, the first thing we have to do right now after we sign is we numbers don't lie. We need to start be aggressive and start to change some of those strategies to real numbers. And that's what the guys are currently doing aggressively now.
All right.
So we're now in contact with people or with organizations who, surprisingly, some of them are going through what they call a transformation, and big data analytics is one of the big components in that transformation. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's technology at the right time.
Mm.
And it's commerce waiting to be found. And that's a good mix.
Yeah. And it's also kind of, the right time in that sense, right? A lot of businesses are pivoting in that sense. And, they realize that this digital transformation thing is going to happen. It's already happening.
That's right.
They have to do something. And the best way for them to sort of, look into, what sort of, business directions that they should take in is to see what the numbers and figures are showing them. And that's where big data analytics come into play then.
That's right.
So your partnership with Cloudera, what kind of offerings or what kind of doors does it open up to businesses here, because Sedania Innovator has been around for even before the partnership with Cloudera as well. How did this partnership with Cloudera now enables businesses to go these guys have that advantage, what is special about this partnership or the offering now that you're giving because Cloudera's on board? We all know Cloudera is that expert in data analytics, but what sort of offerings are you bundling with already what you have with Sedania?
Well, Cloudera has always been operating out of the US, out of Silicon Valley. So there have been guys who uses that as a platform, but they do it remotely. But now, because of we have physical presence, what that means is we're in the process of building that capability and capacity in partnership. So it's called, the brand is called Cloudera Sedania Big Data Analytics. That's the brand positioning for Southeast Asian market. While we build the capability, and that's talking about building the data scientists and the pre-sales and the tech sales and the whole team on one end, but at the same time, we're already engaging with clients directly as well as SI who already are in the pursuit of using big data analytics and changing to Cloudera to us, right?
Mm.
So now they know they have full support from when you're planning to do this from pre-sales right up until what happens and continuously show the returns of the investment from a client perspective. And that's something which wasn't available before.
Mm.
And that's also the reason, from a strategic standpoint, I know we have to be the king of the mountain in our own backyard first.
Right.
Because with that then, when I'm doing a client in Indochina or in Philippines or Indonesia, it's fairly easy for me to fly a guy there, but then build that capability on that side so that we provide that same level of support and business operations. And that's something which we're building. So I'm quite excited about it.
It's kind of, you know, strange because, you know, we always talk about how the tech world or, you know, the internet has sort of made everything a level playing field. Like, you know, the world is flat now already, yeah. Right? But that physical presence is still very much important when you're trying to, you know, do big data analytics, like, you know, trying to create new innovations into, you know, companies and all. That physical presence is still very much important because you have to have, you know, the feel of the current temperature and climate as well, right?
Yeah. Well, that's because the technology, the processing and all of that stuff, that's automated. That's machine. That's done. But you still have to have the human element of me sitting with you. You feeling comfortable saying that I understand your pain points and drilling it down, getting it further. And then those are things, Yang, I think you have to have that human interaction, that face-to-face. You know, if I'm talking to a CEO right now, the machines would understand your pain points on the generic, but I would only personally be able to drill down and fully understand your pain points if I start talking to you. And then, I see. This is your top line. This is your bottom line. When you really drill down, those are human stuff.
And what is the pain points when companies try to, you know, adopt big data analytics or try to understand big data analytics? What is the most challenging part in, you know, putting this into, you know, everyday businesses?
I think from a CEO perspective, you talk to a telco, for example, and you know they spend billions in infrastructure. You know, sometimes the empowerment of why do I have drop calls here, but I'm not fully utilizing my network here. But they don't have that information real time. If they had that, they could actually get that load, you know, that underutilized, underoptimized network to be able to be transferred to this overly utilized and overabused network, right? So that loading system alone in real time could translate to more commerce so that you don't have opportunity lost. And you can convert them to dollars and cents. So those are just little things. If you look at from a banking perspective, for example, you know, data are broken up into structured, semi-structured, and non-structured, right? So Jeff, as a client of a bank, they know how when you go to the ATM machine, when you interface with them, right? But they don't know what Jeff says when Jeff goes to the Facebook and Instagram and tweets and talks good or bad about them. That wasn't possible before. Now it's possible. I can make that bank understand Jeff better as a customer, that 360 view, so that he can not only make Jeff to stay, he can not only know how to spend proper marketing dollars, therefore reducing that cost to attend to you, he can also upsell you and reduce customer service cost attending to Jeff. Now, that wasn't possible before. It is now. So Jeff will be a happier customer, but Jeff will also spend a little bit more and make that bank make a little bit more money.
And I'll probably promote.
That's right. You'll be the best ambassador, right? And what it also means is, from a defense mechanism, that door closes to any fintech threat. So that's what I meant by, I think CEOs are now starting to realize and starting to embrace and starting to understand. That's why I know the first step, I have to start to do a lot of educational process. I need to engage a little bit more, do more of this radio and TV and media interview just to get that word out. You know, be a messiah, be an ambassador of change. Get everybody to understand that this is no more a luxury. This is not a cost. This is an investment. Yeah. If you don't invest in big data analytics, I say again, you're going to be very, very relevant soon. You won't even know what hit you when it's too late because you didn't bother to fully understand your organization or business or your customers. So you need to start to talk to us. You know?
All right. And what is the risk, with companies, you know, let's say they're listening to this or they, you know, probably understand really big data analytics. They go like, yep, let's do this. Let's go full on. What is the risk in them, you know, just solely relying on, you know, big data analytics? Is there a risk? Like, you know, they may study study the wrong number, or they may follow the wrong, you know, data, or, you know, they follow, you know, coming up with new business revenues or business proposals, but with the complete wrong guidance of, you know, big data analysis. Big data analysis can go wrong as well. Yeah. It doesn't mean it can go right.
Yeah.
It's how you analyze the data. I mean, how important is that aspect? What kind of risk does it involve?
Well, it's always risk in every business. You know that, right? But I think if they bother to Google Cloudera, number one, getting the right engine is a prerequisite to success, or at least mitigating your risk. Second is, if you work with the right guys, and that's why I know we have a responsibility that we should be presenting ourselves as the right guys so that we fully understand not only your industry but your specific business, understand your pain points so that our machine can give you not only predictive but also give you a prescriptive of what you should do with your business. And that's something of, I won't say 100% guaranteed that you'll be a success, but I'd like to try and attain 99.99% of success so that when we talk to the second organization, he knows. And this is not something that we've created. And you, if you Google, you know, we've helped telcos there's a telco in Indonesia that we've helped to reduce to a savings of, was it $50 million by investing in $1 million just attending to a specific department. We've helped a bank in Singapore do the same thing. So I know for a fact that if we talk to the right telcos and the right banks here who has similar or at least somewhat overlapping pain points, we could help you save money or help you to bring up that revenue to a level that you wanted, you know.
I've been speaking to Dato Azrin Muhammad Noor. He's the managing director of Sedania Innovator, and we were talking about big data analytics market here. And again, like you said, Dato, you know, if you know companies here in Malaysia don't adopt big data analytics, they are going to be very irrelevant very soon. That's the key takeaway.
That's
message there. Right. You've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.